Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Defense attorneys continue to say President Trump did nothing wrong in his handling of the Ukraine affair. As NPR's Brakten Booker explains, it comes as new revelations from Trump's former national security advisor are upping the pressure on Senate Republicans to allow more evidence into the impeachment trial.
John Bolton, the former national security advisor, says President Trump told him he wanted to continue freezing military aid to Ukraine until Ukraine helped investigations into Democrats, including the Bidens. That's according to the New York Times and based on a draft of Bolton's unreleased book. Senate Democrats want Bolton to testify, but need four Republicans to join them to make it happen. GOP Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska would only say she's curious about Bolton as she and an aide rushed past reporters.
I said before I was curious about what Ambassador Bolton might have to say. I'm still curious.
The Senate could vote to allow new witnesses as early as Friday. Brakten Booker, NPR News, the Capitol.
Health officials continue to closely monitor the spread of the coronavirus that originated in China and has now appeared in a number of other countries, including the U.S. The virus has sickened thousands and claimed dozens of lives. The outbreak began in the city of Wuhan in central China. NPR's Jason Bobian says Hong Kong is now barring travel from the Chinese province where the outbreak started in an attempt to contain it.
It's a real issue of trying to figure out who is at the highest risk and try to limit their movement. Obviously, people also want to get out of Wuhan because that city's now under lockdown. People aren't allowed to move around. It sounds like they're having shortages of food in the markets there. So there's a great incentive for some people to want to get out of Wuhan and come down here to Hong Kong.
NPR's Jason Bobian, Mongolia has now closed its border with China. President Trump says he is announcing his Middle East peace plan tomorrow. NPR's Michelle Kalman reports Trump says he thinks Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his main opponent, Benny Gantz, will like it.
Trump is meeting separately with Netanyahu and Gantz at the White House, and he thinks he can make a deal in the Middle East. He says he will announce his plan at noon on Tuesday.
Many of the Arab nations have agreed to it. They like it. They think it's great. They think it's a big start. I think it's a big start, too. I think it's a fantastic thing if we can pull it off.
He says Palestinians should want it, though he expects they won't initially. They're not living well, Trump said, pointing out that he's cut off aid to the Palestinians. Palestinian officials have boycotted his administration after it made several pro-Israel moves. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
Hotel, airline, and resort stocks all tumbled today amid concerns over the coronavirus outbreak in China. The Dow was down 453 points, a more than 1.5% drop. The Nasdaq fell 175 points. This is NPR. Investigators are working on a hillside outside Los Angeles today, where a helicopter crashed over the weekend, killing Los Angeles Lakers star Kobe Bryant and eight others, including his 13-year-old daughter. The helicopter went down in foggy conditions at a time it was considered dangerous enough to be flying. Police agencies had grounded their helicopters. About 20 investigators were on the scene in the Calabasas area where the chopper crashed Sunday. 41-year-old Bryant spent his 20-year career with the L.A. Lakers. He helped lead the team to five NBA championships. On Holocaust Remembrance Day, French President Emmanuel Macron dedicated a memorial at Paris Shoah Museum. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports the ceremony took place as world leaders, including the prime minister, gathered in Poland to mark the 75th anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz.
Macron inaugurated the newly renovated Wall of Names at the Shoah Museum, where each name of the more than 72,000 French Jews deported to Nazi death camps is inscribed.
Le souvenir de l'horreur ne doit pas s'estomper.
The memory of this horror must never be allowed to diminish, said Macron. The Holocaust should remain an open wound on humanity and on our republic. Macron promised to go after anti-Semitism and racism in all their forms. He said recurring anti-Semitism is not just a Jewish problem, but concerns everyone. The French president promised to cede nothing in the fight. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Crude oil futures prices moved sharply lower today. Oil down by around 2% to end the session at $53.14 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.